slope angle. So before we head into the backcountry, one of the steps we need to take is to get an idea of the type of terrain we are heading into. A couple of ways we can do this is using tools such as Google Earth, FAT Maps, or the Avalanche Canada Trip Planning Tool. These tools allow us to get a rough idea of the slope angle as well as a visual image of larger avalanche paths in the area. We want to make it a habit to look at a slope, guess the angle, and then check it while we're in the backcountry. We can check the slope angle by purchasing an inclinometer or simply using the Level app on our iPhones. Unfortunately, where we love to ride, 30 to 40 degrees, is where we see the largest avalanches. Think of this terrain as blue to black runs on the ski hill. 25 degrees and below. This can avalanche, but it is rare. It's typically not steep enough to produce large avalanches. We usually don't see those avalanches travel very far. 25 to 45 degrees is where we love to ride. And this slope angle allows the snow to build up and build up and build up until it hits its tipping point, which can result in very large avalanches. 45 to 60 degrees. When we get into the steeper terrain, we tend to see frequent sloughs. These sloughs clean the slope out and usually doesn't allow for a large load to build on top of a weak layer. We see lots of frequent smaller avalanches, but for the most part, we don't see large avalanches in this degree range.